So in 2015, Rhode Island is one of the oldest states in the country. I think it's third or fourth. By 2050, I think we'll probably be first or second once Florida stops taking our old people away, because it could be warm enough here that people don't need to go there anymore. We will have a lot of old people. We'll also have a lot of young people because the seven colleges and universities in Providence really aren't going anywhere. Yeah, and in 2050, I think that quite a few people will be living well into their 90s and even into three digits. People will be living in their homes longer. People may not move into assisted living or nursing homes until they're into their 90s, which will put a strain on the housing market as well. There's going to be a new age group, which will be the people roughly 60 to 80, who are not older. Or who are not considered older. AARP will not send people their newsletters until they're in their 60s now. Nobody on their 50th birthday will get a mailing from the AARP anymore. I think that the expected graduation time for high school students will be 18. Still, I think that far fewer students will be continuing on into higher ed, and far fewer students will be moving away for college. Most people will not even consider getting married until their mid-30s, and the period of, I think that most women will wait until they're at least 30 to have children because of the hugely expanded population of elderly people combined with the housing shortage. There will be less of an emphasis on having children. The era of women being shamed culturally for not wanting to have children will be well over by that point.